Roger Rees is a doctor with an illustrious reputation dealing with brain injury, but when in the 1980s he met a young woman with AIDS, it inspired a huge change in his life. And 3 decades later, he's turned his hand to fiction to tell the story. Roger came into the studio to talk about his novel, No Turning Back.
Yes, it's a novel. It's faction as much as fiction, because I know every person in it, and I've been to every place that's referred to. This particular woman was a young woman who'd come back from, as a young anthropologist on a tour of Africa, and had come back with HIV. And I admired her resilience, her inventiveness, her courage. So I sought to, if you like, recreate her journey, which took me to many diverse places. And in particular, I guess it took me to southern Ethiopia to spend time with the Hama tribe, and then, of course, to Tinku Abasa, the Black Lion, the main hospital in Addis Ababa. If I didn't go to Ethiopia in Kenya, there would be no authenticity.
It's a tremendous response to have to meeting someone, to do all that journeying and all that writing.
It ended up as an enormous privilege. I met some of the poorest people on earth, and they were the most elegant and splendid people, particularly in the tribal lands. They were generous. They had nothing. The director of the hospital in Addis Ababa, which is a huge place, we had something like 500 to 600 people in the waiting room. Now, the waiting room is the gardens, and she said to me, "Look, Roger, this is not a hospital as such. It's, in fact, a marketplace." And, you know, we were seeing people with HIV, with different forms of levels of malaria, the bilharzias, measles, premature babies, you know, yellow fever.
You know, it's something that we see, we see the vision, the starving babies. You know, we have become a bit desensitised to the plight of people in places like this. Did you feel that fiction was the only way to sort of somehow get the impact of it across?
It's a good question, Annie. I thought that fiction, I needed to have dialogue there. I needed to be able to portray what was going for people at a time and in different places, particularly in the north when we saw the end, the latter part of the Great Famine of the mid-80s, which still hangs on, particularly, obviously, in the tribal lands. Specifically, when I was in San Francisco and New York, we saw the very first stages of HIV, when here, of course, it was known in the literature as GRID, gay-related immune deficiency. It wasn't called HIV. All that swept under the carpet now. And, of course, we had the Grim Reaper here at the time, which shocked people, but at least created an awareness, which in a sense has died away a little bit, or more than a little bit, because, you know, I was talking to a colleague the other day and he said, "Oh, HIV AIDS doesn't exist anymore." Well, thousands die from it every day across the world, and similar numbers are being infected every day, and there are more and more orphans as a result of it, even though the rate of HIV, of course, is slowing down because of the advance of antiretrovirals and more particularly this new prophylactic drug that's just come on the market in Australia.
When you were in Africa, what was visible to you, the toll that HIV takes?
The toll was, of course, in the cities and at the truck stops. On every street corner in towns like Addis Ababa or Badar or Nairobi, you can find caravans or tents requesting people to be tested. Because although the stigma is still very real, that stigma is less than it was. I mean, the stigma is sufficiently great, as it shows in my story, that you can't admit you've got it. Otherwise, you know, for sex workers, they went home and they'd be killed. That stigma is still quite substantial.
So what do you hope that the average reader takes away from your book?
Delight.
that's a great answer from an author, yes.
I think delight, inspiration, recognition of the factors which can build a life and contribute as much as anything to personal resilience in the face of trauma and loss. I mean, this young woman's story, or the story that I've written, it's not just her resilience is, if you like, it's in her genotype. You can see that it comes from the grandmother. You can see that it comes from the tribal people. You can see that, in a sense, it obviously comes from her close relationship with her husband, Hawken, who was a great friend of her former partner who died of HIV.
That's Roger Rees giving away a bit of the plot of his novel, No Turning Back, published by Hybrid.